So let's go to tech stuff now. Okay, blocking your home Wi-Fi signal. That's very good because I have a problem because I've got like a house that's on a couple of levels and you go downstairs and sometimes it's like, oh, well, it's got to get through the floor for a start.
Exactly right. So, and people got to remember, Wi-Fi isn't the internet itself. It's radio waves that allow your devices to communicate with your router, which in turn connects to the internet. So radio waves, like Wi-Fi, can pass through physical objects on there. So a lot of time, if your Wi-Fi speed sucks on, you know, at your place, your house is probably the blame. So it's trying to reach you through concrete walls and studs like your place, steel studs or other types of heavy objects. It's going to have a hard time living up to its full potential. But especially appliances are not often friendly to Wi-Fi as well. They're Wi-Fi killers. The kitchen, which a lot of people use, you know, have got their router sitting in.
I do, yeah.
As well. So there are appliances in the kitchen such as your dishwasher, your refrigerator, your oven. They're large metal boxes. They're doing your Wi-Fi signal no favours at all. And not to mention the microwave, which is a solid metal box, but also emits waves when you, you know, you go along and start turning it on. We've got washing machines and dryers, and a lot of people now, when they build a house, put the washing machine and dryer in the kitchen. So it's this big metal box, and you'll try and connect to the other side of the kitchen. Your router's on one side, and it goes, geez, the signal's not too good. That's because it's having a hard time getting through all the stuff that you've got there. It really does. It sucks the life out of it.
I'm going to try that. I'm going to move the modem to another phone connection in the living room.
Yeah. And a lot of times that just does it, and you know, and you're fine then.
Okay, very good advice there. All right, now, iPad, is it worth it? You say yes?
I say yes. I think they are the best tablet out there, far better than the Android tablets. And I know people do like their Android tablets, but it's about, Apple have got, I think, 90% of the market on there. Some of the Android tablets, and you know, we want the Android operating system to improve, and Google has promised in the next couple of years you're going to start seeing their tablets really do something, which is good news because we need competition out there. But if you, is an iPad worth it? Number one, if you're already invested in the Apple ecosystem, it goes along with your iPhone, your Mac, your Apple Watch. If you're an artist or take lots of handwritten notes, the Apple Pencil, which is another, I think, $199 on top of your iPad, really is a wonderful tool that turns your iPad into a drawing tablet.
Yeah.
Great for writing on there. And it magnetically charges as well. It just clips to the side of your iPad and it charges. You consume a lot of media. You like watching Netflix, Amazon Prime. You spend all day listening to music or podcasts. It's at a real big upgrade over using a phone or a laptop. You find yourself with lots of video calls instead of tying up your computer or laptop or your phone to go along and make those video calls. How many people, Darren, at the moment do you see making video calls on their phone to go along? Why don't you just ring people?
Well, yeah. I guess, you know, it's best of both worlds, see and hear.
Yeah, I know, but do we really need everybody to see us?
No, true. Yeah. Maybe not at this time of the morning either.
Yeah, exactly right. You don't want to see me at the moment. God, it'd scare people. And if you're on the go all day as well, iPads have excellent battery life.
Yeah, okay. All right, pretty good wrap. What do they go for again?
They sell at $499. Average person only needs the basic iPad. You don't need the iPad Air or the iPad Mini or the iPad Pro. iPad Pro, you can spec up to nearly $2,500.
So only pros need one.
Yeah.
Mm. That's professional tech people. Okay, so let's finish off with this website, the Wish website.
Yes. If after I've done this, don't have the kids go to the Wish website if you're driving the kids to school at the moment, because there's a few adult things on there as well, but it's full of tech crap on there as well. Now, yesterday I found a Bluetooth headset on Wish, $9. Sounds like a bargain, doesn't it?
Oh, where do I sign? Yeah.
Exactly right. Now, their description in writing on the Wish website was, for this Bluetooth headset, Bluetooth earphones, headphones, hands-free, ear loop, wireless headset, drive call, sports earphones with mic for all smartphones.
Say what?
Copywriting is not the best thing when it comes to the Wish website. I just want to point that out to people. Now, there is a slogan on the page, and if you can explain that, Darren and I, you know audio, don't you, Darren?
Reasonably well, yeah, I think so.
Reasonably well, exactly right. And I know audio pretty well as well, but across it, it said, the slogan on the page was, no stinking. Now, I really don't understand that technical term at all.
It's new terminology there. Maybe the kids are into it, so if the sound's not great, or if the sound's really good, there's no stinking.
I reckon you made that up. But yes, I reckon they did too. I reckon somebody's tried it. Somebody's misspelled something on the Wish website.
Look, I'm going to use that now. So instead of saying, yeah, that's really good, from now on until I forget about it, which will probably be tomorrow. So for today, I'm going to if I think something's really good, I'm going to say it's not stinking. It's not
stinking. Yeah, no stinking.
All right. Plenty of great advice there on Richard's excellent website, particularly if you're having problems with your Wi-Fi being blocked at home. Go to talktech.com.au. That's the one, isn't it?
That's it.
Who are your Port Adelaide playing this week?
We've got a bye.
Lucky for you.
Yeah, thanks.
No, actually, you're going okay.
Yeah, we're doing all right.
How good are Fremantle going?
I know.
Knocked off Melbourne?
Yeah. You know, if you're leading in footy tips, let me tell you, you don't know anything about football. I'll just put that out there. Say yes.
All right, mate. Thanks a lot. Catch you next week.
Thanks, Aaron.